Bloomington has named a new fire chief after a five-month search, but it's been 8 months since the city's police chief position became open following Dan Donath's retirement. City Manager Tim Gleason says he still has not begun taking applications for the post, though the city's Police Civilian Review Board has surveyed the public about what it wants in a new chief. Gleason tells Eric Stock why he's taking a more deliberate approach.
It's my decision, but it's one that I want community involvement. And the decision last fall when Chief Donath retired, I want to get beyond COVID. While I could have a virtual public event, you know, introducing the two or three finalists or seeking input, you know, that exchange, and very much appreciate what the PSCRB has done with their survey, it's one of those that I prefer to do that in person. And I'm hoping that I have the ability to do that late spring, this summer. But if I don't, then I'm just going to have to move forward with this. I'm very fortunate that Greg Scott, as an interim police chief, is doing a very good job. But I am anxious to fill that position and provide some stability for the men and women at the Bloomington Police Department.
How many finalists do you expect to bring in and you want to meet and interview in person?
Well, just like last time, I like the idea of narrowing it down to two. Sometimes the candidates are so tough, you know, after those first couple of interviews, you know, you might land at three or four, which I don't think is ideal. But when I get to a point of introducing the finalists to the community, I hope the number is two.
And what are the most important qualifications that you'll be looking for in the next police chief?
The process, Eric, is going to be very similar. There is nothing has happened since we went through the selection process for Dan Donath that has really changed, you know, what I am looking for in a police chief. You know, I want a police chief that's innovative, has the capacity to talk about police reform, has the desire to be very involved in the community, but at the same time have the backs of the men and women that are doing this job 24/7, you know, amidst some of the criticisms that are occurring nationally, and even some of those trickle down here at the local level, even though I'm positive that the community knows that we've got an excellent police department, which does not take away from having that conversation and improving the services that we deliver to the community. You know, I think what we're hearing, you know, since August of 2014, Ferguson, Missouri, I think what you're hearing out of communities is they want to have a say and a higher level of understanding in how they are being policed. And we owe that to the community. So I'm definitely looking for that type of police chief that can provide that for the community.
Is there a cutoff date where you say we can't wait for in person, we're just going to have to move forward with it?
I think the cutoff date in my mind, and it's not etched in stone, but I'm really anxious to start this process, let's say mid to late May. You got a 30-day posting. You're doing interviews throughout the month of July, hopefully a selection by early August, let's say 30 or 45 days for that candidate, if it's from the outside, to relocate. And I would love to have somebody in place by early to mid September.
That's Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason with Eric Stock. Gleason came to city administration after a 25-year career in law enforcement. Gleason now serves as a member of the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board.